Over the course of 365 days in sports, most days are normal days, most days are average days, most days are run-of-the-mill days, but every once in a while, you get a big day. And today is a big day, because today, for the first time in 2024, we present to you the Subway Series featuring the New York Yankees and the New York Mets. And for the first time in more than a decade, we have entered Citi Field to do a live show. Before we even start talking, thank you to the New York Mets. Mm-hmm. Thank you to SNY. Thank you to Odyssey. And you know who else I want to say thank you to? They are amazing radio partners, and that is the New York Yankees. So we thank everybody, the Yankees, the Mets, SNY, and the fan, because we're here for a big event. And we thank Cadillac, because we're in their club. We're visitors, Tiki,
yes,
in their house, the Cadillac Club. I feel so classy today.
I gotta tell you, I'm so glad that I'm in here, because this is my kind of place.
Nice.
This is where I would come and hang out. If I was a big Met fan like you,
yes,
I wouldn't be sitting in 318. I wouldn't be sweltering in the sunlight. I'd be chilling in a nice plush seat, sitting right here in, what is this, right field, and enjoying a beautiful view and a nice cocktail. This is my type of spot.
This is a tiki spot.
This is so a tiki spot.
And when I got dressed this morning, I said, I need to dress to impress Tiki Barber. And I think I did, right?
Yes, you did. You look good. You got nice iron shorts on. Your shoes look great, as we always talk about. Sean, on the other hand, I mean, disrespecting the home team over here. It's all good. But
we are the radio partner of the New York Yankees, are we not, T?
More importantly, he is a Yankee fan.
Of course.
You got to be authentic to yourself.
As you may have heard, he booed Juan Soto the other day.
That's right.
So he's in midseason form. But we are live from the Cadillac Club. We'll be here till 6:30. We'll be on TV throughout the show. The manager of the New York Mets, Carlos Mendoza, will join us in about an hour. We've got a lot of other surprises along the way as we do this radio show. Now, one of the challenges when you are in a two-team town like we exist, mm-hmm, is that there are two teams and there are two perspectives, and you will hear it throughout the show. There will be moments in which we're looking at the Met perspective. There will be moments in which we're looking at both perspectives. There'll be moments in which we're busting each other's balls because it is Mets against the Yankees. But I start with this, and I want you to tell me if I'm wrong about this, because right now I'm putting on a new shirt. I'm putting on my IBO shirt because I can be an independent baseball observer.
If any day that you can't, it's today.
Oh, no. Listen to what I say.
Tomorrow.
Listen to what I say, and you tell me if I'm being fair enough.
All right, I will.
So, to my fellow Met fans, we got you today, okay? You will hear a lot of Met perspective. But I start with this about the New York Yankees. The New York Yankees have played a little bit less than half a season. They are in first place in the American League East. By the way, how you doing, Baltimore? They haven't won a game since everyone proclaimed the Orioles better than the Yankees. What the Yankees have done this season, and this is something Sean brought up a few weeks ago, is that when they have faced good teams, teams above 500, teams that are playoff teams, they have had their struggles. Mm-hmm. They just lost the series to the Atlanta Braves. We know about the series loss to the Baltimore Orioles, the series loss to the LA Dodgers. Now, they did beat Cleveland. They did beat Milwaukee. I get that. But where the Yankees have had great success, and there's nothing wrong with them about to say this is what you need to do if you're going to win the American League East, is they've beaten the mediocre to bad teams. In fact, they have not lost a series to a team under 500.
Right. This is the proverbial, you beat the teams you're supposed to beat.
100%.
Right. That's how you become a good team, and you get better when you start beating the teams that you're not supposed to beat or that are also peer tier. We talked about the peer tier for the Mets a lot yesterday. It's the same thing applies for the Yankees, and that's their challenge, is beating those peer tier teams. Now, it's a higher tier than the Mets are right now, but once they start doing that, then the Yankees will feel like the Yankees have felt for most of this season. But I think what the point you're trying to make is that the Yankees are supposed to win this series.
Yes.
They're supposed to sweep the Mets because they are above their tier.
The Mets right now, and I'm happy about the way they're playing. I get all that. The New York Mets, here are the facts. They are a below 500 baseball team. Mm-hmm. That's a fact, okay? We have played almost half a season. Yes, the Mets are hot right now. Yes, the Yankees have cooled off. Yes, the Mets were terrible in May. Everything eventually gets to where the end game is to what you really are. But overall, the Mets are an under 500 team.
Yeah.
That's a fact. Number two, Edwin Diaz is not walking through that door. Now, we'll get more information from Mendy when he joins us in about an hour, but I'm going to assume he's not going to appeal, and I'm going to assume that the closer of the New York Mets is not available for tonight's game and for tomorrow night's game. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Fact number three, Starling Marte, pretty valuable. He's going on the injured list. He's not in the lineup the next 2 days. Those are three facts. And then the fourth fact is the Yankees have the starting pitching edge in both games. Now, before you guys give me this, oh, you're just setting the bar low, this has nothing to do with the Mets. Right now, for the sake of this discussion, the Mets are a nameless, faceless team. This is two games on the schedule against a team that is under 500, mm-hmm. against a team that's missing their closer, a team that's missing their right fielder. And so this is a get-right spot for the New York Yankees. And they got
to
get hot
but
now.
It's hard for me to do that.
Why?
Because it's the Mets, and we're in Citi Field.
What's that?
And it's the crosstown rival, so to speak. It's like the Jet-Giant game, mm-hmm. which I called last year, and it was one of the grossest games I ever was at.
It was pretty gross.
But it was there was something more to it. Even if the Giants were bad and the Jets were probably bad, as equally as bad or maybe even worse at that point, there was something important about that game. And so, yeah, this is a game that the Yankees are supposed to win, a series they're supposed to win. But that kind of goes out the door when you have a Subway Series. It almost doesn't matter. Right, it becomes this mid-season championship in a way, simply for the bragging rights. Now, maybe I'm talking mostly from a fan perspective.
Fans are very different.
But look at where the Mets are right now.
I understand.
They are one of the hottest teams in baseball.
They have played very good baseball, yes.
You have to give them credit for all that they've been able to do and push themselves now two games just under 500. The Yankees have started to slide. Mm-hmm. They've had some issues. The bottom half of their lineup hasn't been performing as well. They feel top-heavy. The rotation has been hit or miss in some of these last few starts, especially Carlos Rodon, where Sean was booing him the other day. So, when you look at the circumstances around both of these teams and the fact that this is the Subway Series, it's more than just, the Yankees are supposed to win.
Well,
let's lower the bar for the Mets.
It doesn't work like that. It's not lowering the bar. It's following how we've gotten here. So here we are. The Yankees have the best record in the American League East. I know that feels weird mm-hmm. because the way they've struggled recently and the way they're talked about.
They're not winning series.
They're not playing great. Look, they've lost 7 out of their last 10 games. The facts are the facts. They have not played well over the last 2 weeks. But a season is more than 2 weeks. A season is a full allotment of games. And over the full allotment of games, the Yankees are one of the premier teams in the American League.
Right.
And the script they've written this season is while they've been average against good teams, they have beaten the teams they're supposed to beat. That's what they've done all season long. And the New York Mets and the Toronto Blue Jays, I bring them up because that's who the Yankees play next, is a part of your schedule. And yes, there's going to be emotion tonight. No one's denying that. We'll get into that a lot throughout the show. But this is the kind of team they've beaten this season. This is the, and I don't say that like it's a bad thing. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to beat the teams that you're better at.
Sounds like you're actually hating on your team.
No, I am being independent.
You're trying to be an IBO, but it sounds like you're lowering the bar for the Mets so that when they win, you can say, hey man, they hit it, they out hit the coverage, right? They were amazing.
No.
They rode to the ultimate heights and beat one of the best teams in baseball.
No, you're being
That's
a psychiatrist.
What it sounds like what you're trying to do.
When I talk about the Met perspective, you'll hear what I say.
Talking to a man who emotionally hedges every time the Mets get a big lead.
And that will happen tonight.
They were up 7-0. What was it? 8-0? What was it the other day? They were up and you're like, there's another bet. They scored another run. Here goes another bet. Like, you hedged it. I mean, there was no way they were losing that game.
He's already placed a home run bet on J.D. Davis as well. So.
How the hell do you know
that? I'm following your shoulder. I know what you're doing.
Look, my perspective on the Met aspect, I'll get to later, and I'll tell you how I feel about it. From a Yankee aspect, this is about beating a team you're better than. Are the Yankees better than the Mets?
Yes.
Okay.
But not right now. This is the reality of it.
But you're
right. Were the Giants better than the Jets? Sure. But they lost Daniel Jones. So they weren't.
The Giants were never better than the Jets.
Come on, man.
don't make me fight this one.
Come on now.
The Giants were never better than the Jets last year.
We didn't lose to the Patriots, Evan.
Look, over a two-week stretch, like if we want to kind of take this season and say, hey, over the last 2 weeks, who's been better? Sure, the answer is the Mets.
Right, but doesn't that matter?
Well,
isn't that more important?
Not really.
Look at what we talk about with baseball once we've gotten to the postseason these last 3 years, really.
Right.
Teams that haven't been as good as the teams that they're playing in the wild card, division around, etc., have have won, right? And it's the teams that were the best. For instance, the Mets in 2022 and the Braves,
right?
Was they were fighting tooth and nail, literally down to the last series to win the division, which ultimately meant nothing.
Yeah, but you're right that you can get hot at any moment. But in general, when you look at a season, you will side with the team that's flat out better.
Yes,
the Yankees have been the better team.
I've
heard something said over the last couple of days, and it's funny. It's true, but it's wrong all at the same time. Like, right now, the New York Yankees are not playing well, and the Mets are playing well. So you've got this whole role reversal, right?
Yes.
You're even implying that. I would tell you that that's absolute crap. You want to know why?
Why?
If I came to you in March and I said, hey, Mets-Yankees, it's in the middle of June, we should do a show from Citi Field, you would have said, no way. But then we pulled it off, right?
No, you would have said, we're going to go to this cool little place. It's called the Cadillac Club.
Right.
And they're sponsored by Hendrix, and I happen to be a gin drinker. Right? Let's do it.
But if I would have told you, hey, the Mets and the Yankees are going to play each other, and the New York Mets record will be two games under 500, and the Yankees will be in first place in the American League East. Like I told you their exact records as of right now, and I said that to you in March. I said the Mets are going to be 37-39, and the Yankees are going to be 52-28. That's a .650 winning percentage. If I said to you guys that's the record going into the Subway Series, you would have said, sounds about right.
Yes.
Sean would have said, sounds about right. Even I, as an optimistic Met fan coming into the season, two games under 500, sure, sounds about right. So the Yankees, with a .650 winning percentage, are where we thought they would be. The Mets, at two games under 500, are where we thought they would be, which is really good team, average team. And that is why when you go into a series like this, no matter what's happened over the last week or two, to me it's the same.
Right.
The Yankees are the better team. This is the team they're supposed to beat, and this is the team they've beaten all season long.
And
they've been very good at beating the mediocre to bad teams.
And
the Mets right now, despite their hotness, are still a mediocre team till proven otherwise.
I can't disagree with you.
Thank you.
But I will say this. Too many Yankee fans are invested. Right, when Juan Soto was acquired this offseason, the casual Yankee fan all of a sudden became, oh, wow, this team is really damn good Yankee fan. And so you've been watching. So if you were sitting at 30,000 feet for the last month or so, and he's like, yeah, they're just going to win. I don't need to watch those games. Yeah, they're just going to win. They got the most wins in baseball. They're the first team to 50 wins in Major League Baseball. And you're watching it from way up high, you're not paying attention.
Right.
But I think the majority of Yankee fans have been paying very close attention to what's going on this season. And so as you get to this point, you can say, the Yankees are better. They're supposed to win this series. But the fan who's been watching this for the last month and a half realizes that something's like a little bit hamstrung, intentionally used, right? It feels like there are certain little, knocks, slotches that are coming out of this put-together structure that has been the Yankees, have been so dominant to start this year, and you just don't want to take it for granted.
No.
I think that's what you're trying to say, is you take it for granted what's been going on. The Yankees should beat the Mets. But the reality is the Mets are playing pretty damn good baseball.
Well, here's the
and
reality.
You can't ignore it.
I have been looking at this Yankee team over the last few weeks and has been more positive than some of the negative Yankee fans, mainly because I know over the course of a baseball season, you will struggle.
Right.
You will get hot. Good teams will struggle. Bad teams will get hot. But I will give you this to back up my feelings on, hey, they're about to play the Mets. They're an under 500 team. They're about to play the Blue Jays, who have lost seven in a row. Mm-hmm. They're eight games under 500. If the Yankees continue to struggle, and let's say this week, which begins tonight in this ballpark, in this stadium, yes, against a crosstown rival, if they continue to lose and struggle, and it happens against the New York Mets, and it happens against the Toronto Blue Jays, then I would raise my hand and say, wow, now I'm starting to get worried.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm starting to look at this team differently, because these are the teams they have beaten all season. The Mets and the Blue Jays are kind of on that tier. Thank you. I dropped my cell phone, and now I have it, just in case there's an emergency. There was one time I had to leave a remote early because I had a call from my wife that our youngest son was in the hospital.
Oh, jeez.
And my first reaction was to literally not leave. And one of my bosses, the architect, looked at me and said, I appreciate that you love your job. What the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah, leave.
Please leave and go see your son. Now, that will not happen today. Knock on wood. Everybody's healthy.
That's all right. Sean and I got it.
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
It's like they want me to leave. Get the heck out of here.
Your son needs some water.
Yeah.
But here's the point. They have beaten these kinds of teams all year long. I expect that to continue. If it doesn't, yeah, I join the chorus of worry. But right now, I'm not in the chorus of worry because they're 52-28 for a freaking reason.
This, but this is where Sean, being an IBO, hurts his perspective.
Go ahead.
Oh, there's a tinge of something there.
Well, it's not even that. It's just he's looking at it independently. He's not looking at it.
Thank you.
From I'm giving you credit. So I told you I would judge you on whether or not you were being an independent baseball observer. You absolutely were an independent baseball observer.
He is putting the BO and IBO.
Right. He didn't put on extra deodorant like you did.
I actually never put on deodorant, but we'll talk about that later.
What?
Yeah, I don't use deodorant.
You use like a crystal or something?
I use Craig Carton cologne. Think I'm kidding you?
All right, we'll get to that.
Boy, oh boy.
But the problem with being independent is that you ignore the details.
Yeah.
And when you look at the details as a Yankee fan, Sean, it's like, oh man, this is not quite right.
Yeah, and that's where I think Evan is a little wrong here. If the Yankees were playing the Royals again today, I know they've played better baseball, but insert central team here that they beat up on, I'd still be worried because the overall picture is the Yankees haven't played well. However, Tiki, at some point over 162 games, no matter how bad you are playing, or in the Mets' case, how good they are playing, there is a time to change that. And Giancarlo Stanton, Anthony Rizzo, they're not walking through that door anytime soon. Mm-hmm. This is now a get-right spot for the Yankees facing this Mets team. Somebody has to cool the Mets off at some point, because they will cool off at some point, and the Yankees have to turn this back around at some point. So why not have it start tonight with Gerrit Cole, who, by the way, better go more than four innings.
Gerrit Cole, whose career ERA is the highest against the New York Mets of any team he's pitched against.
Of course, is that right?
Of course you know that.
That's a true fact.
Know that.
Well, he really dug that up in his IPO.
Listen, I got a lot of information. All right?
What else were you texting with your dad about?
Dad, give me something. Give me something.
Well,
pops.
We'll also get Sean on the Yankee psychiatrist chair because he's very worried. And we'll go over his worries and find out if they're valid or not. And we'll hear from you as Yankee fans. This is a big test for me because we do not have the phone number displayed everywhere. And we do have a brand new phone number. So let's see if I got it right.
If you don't, I do.
The toll-free number to call up right now, Yankee fans, Met fans, come on down, is 888-808-1019.
All right, Ed.
What up? 888-808-1019. We will be live from the Cadillac Club at Citi Field throughout the day. We will mix in your telephone calls. We will get into the Met perspective on things. We'll mix in some other topics, including this giant trailer for this Hard Knocks midseason.
Dude, it looked dope.
Dude, I'm fired up for that.
But you're not even a Giants fan.
I know, but that's how good that trailer was. We'll get to that. We've got a lot of special guests as the show rolls on, as we broadcast live on SNY. I'm live on The Fan.